This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, I think...
Today, Junior!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh yeah, Super Don, shake it off into the weekend. I love it.
What is it? Is this like American Top 40 all of a sudden here? Are you Casey Kasem? What's going on here?
I actually know who that is. That's Taylor Swift. And I got a story to tell. Cap Morgan, did we find you? We were worried about you. We wouldn't find you today. Are you here with us?
You've tracked me down, just like poor Carmen Sandiego.
Yes, you're in Hotlanta. Is that true?
Yes.
All right.
The ATL.
So that's good. We got some Hotlanta sunscreen stories coming up in a moment. But do you find it interesting, intriguing, or not interesting at all that I actually know one Taylor Swift song?
I do find it interesting. I wouldn't have thought that you were that culturally aware, but I also cringe at the idea of you embarrassing your children by singing it the way my dad used to.
Oh,
do you do that to them?
You nailed me. Yeah, because I was taking my daughter, Ari, she was doing intensive dance classes every morning. And I took her, and then on the radio, suddenly this song, the Taylor Swift song that Super Don played, it's the one song I know of hers, and I know the words. And I've even seen the video, and it's a silly, funny video about dance. And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And my daughter, I look over at her. She's looking at me with the most horrifying look on her face. Who are you? What are you? I'm like, but I know this song. I know this. You know, I was so proud of myself. And she was like, oh, no, do not. You do not sing that. You know, so I was like one of those strange moments where your daughter's getting a little older. She's not a teenager yet. She's almost 12. And I got a lot to look forward to, Captain.
You sure do. It's all downhill from here.
It's a parenting thing. Listen, if you haven't had kids, then you don't understand that whole thing. Because I did the same thing with my kids as they were growing up. You know, it was music I never would have elected to listen to, but because you've got kids, you hear that stuff, right? So, you know, when the new dance comes out, you know, I know I'm going to date myself here, but I can remember making my kids laugh because they were teaching me how to Dougie.
Oh, no.
Right?
That's what I do in my garden. I Dougie in the garden. Hey, folks, we got some sunshine on tap, and we're going to tell you how to protect yourself if you even need to protect yourself. We got to help you get through the fake news. John Rappaport is back today. Also, CBD on tap, cannabidiol extended edition. We're going to talk about all the many benefits of that superfood from the industrial hemp plant. Stuart Tonk joins us a little later. But now, Cap Morgan, I brought this. Usually you bring up the topics for Freshman Friday. Since I didn't know we were going to find you, I sort of came up with them. So it's kind of reverse. I don't know if it's reverse psychology, but I know you like the sun. Sometimes you send pictures from outdoors and you're looking all beautiful and shiny in the sun. And I'm thinking, should we be frightened for you? Now, I would argue, no, we shouldn't, and we aren't, because we believe sun exposure is very necessary and helpful. But there's an interesting thing since we're going into the summer months of people going to swimming pools. And I've talked about the danger of chlorinated pools, although I don't know if we've covered that particular subject on the air with you.
You know, I don't think we have talked about that extensively, although I do think after one trip, we maybe talked about chlorinated versus salt pools. But okay, it's a great topic, and I actually wanted to talk about salt today, so maybe if there's time, we can squeeze that in.
Okay, so anyway, the story here is very interesting. It says swimming in a chlorinated pool can turn they call sun cream in England, but it's sunscreen, toxic, increasing the risk of cancer, scientists warn. Now, I find this interesting that they're acknowledging any toxicity at all with sunscreen, because we've argued that sunscreen is more dangerous than the sun. There are a few brands out there that are actually safe enough that if you're in a pinch and you don't have clothing to cover yourself with when you're going for extreme sun exposure, that you can use. But I'm telling you that the sunscreen primarily is toxic before you even get in the chlorinated pool, but they're acknowledging that compounds within the chlorinated pool are making it even worse, or if maybe that's all they're acknowledging that danger is. So if you want to swim in a pool, I argue, as you said, the salt pools has a little softer interaction by electrolytically reducing, if you will, the sodium chloride into, the chlorine. It tastes like a salty pool. And it's not as harsh as the chemical forms, if you will. But also there are silver and copper ionization pools out there that utilize ions of silver and copper to neutralize things that would grow in that pool and completely safe for you, and you're not going to make sunscreen even worse in those equations. They say two of the chemicals produced in the interaction is acetylbenzenes and phenols. Pretty nasty stuff. So folks, I just want to give you an extra warning for the summer. Please don't use sunscreen. When you've had enough sun, cover up, and then don't swim in chlorinated pools. Have I ruined everybody's summer now, Captain?
Basically, yes. But I have a question for you, because I was in the sunscreen aisle the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If the sunscreens do say, let's say you're going to the beach with the family and you just want to make sure if you have a little bit too much fun in the waves that your nose doesn't get super burnt and peeling, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to find like a paraben-free sunscreen? Somebody was telling me the other day that they use coconut oil instead of sunscreen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good question, and I would say going back to the old school method, which was zinc oxide, not micronized, not turned into nanoparticles for absorption, but that stays on the skin and completely blocks it out. People go, I don't want to look really funny with the white. It's like, screw it, man. You want excess sun consumption on your nose to create skin cancer? Because we acknowledge the danger of ionizing radiation when it alters genetic integrity of cells. That's when you fry yourself. That's too much. Everybody needs different levels or amounts of sun exposure, but we all need some. So I'm saying cover up. Wear a hat. If you can't, then something old school like that can be utilized. And you can use it in conjunction, as far as I know, with coconut oil, too.
So what does the coconut oil do other than make you buttery soft?
Well, there are aspects when you bring fat into the skin, there's protective mechanisms with layers of fat, and that's where fat is good. It's not toxic fat. So,
you're like a transparent seal. I love it.
Great, and you'll taste lovely. So let's move on to the indoor sunscreen. This is an interesting story from the Daily Mail. We got two UK Health Radio shout out to y'all. These are stories from British newspapers. Doctor who looks after Nicole Scherzinger's skin warns we should all wear sunscreen when using phones and computers to avoid the same damage as sunbathing. So this guy is arguing that there's ionizing radiation coming off of your phone and your computer. Now,
no.
I know. EM field disruption, we've talked about that, but I didn't believe or perceive that it's the same as ionizing radiation, but I do acknowledge damage to cells in a different way. I just didn't think that sunscreen would be the answer, and I still don't.
So what would be the answer then to somebody like myself who spends a lot of time playing in front of her computer doing all of the things?
Well, for me, it's about keeping adequate levels of selenium in your system, because that's the ultimate antioxidant. Combining that with the molecular hydrogen that we drink with the Echo Water will activate it even more to protect you from the hydroxyl radicals, the damaging DNA, damaging impacts of these oxidation interactions. whether it be from ionizing or non-ionizing radiation in this case. Also, years ago, we brought out the EMF detox from King Bio as a homeopathic that can help to repair and heal tissue, which is also utilizing silver, the silver hydrosol internally and externally, to help repair from any kind of burn, ionizing or non-ionizing radiation burn. So we have ways to remediate this and protect a little bit. But again, to put toxic sunscreens on you when you're on a computer or phone, then you're going to be permanently wearing this stuff, and there's some nasty ingredients that can cause cancer.
Right. So it sounds like there are some other good options. I personally am a huge fan of homeopathy, and spritzing a little silver on my face wouldn't be the worst thing in the world either.
No, not at all. And by the way, they're saying that they're using lutein in this sunblock of some kind because it blocks the blue light, absorbs the blue light somehow. I don't have a problem with the lutein. I'm just imagining all of the other things that they're going to mix in a traditional sunscreen. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And it's mostly the parabens, right? Because they do have paraben-free sunblock now.
Well, yeah, those are the preservatives. You know, a lot of these things are endocrine disruptors as such. So, but some of the nano-sized metals that they put in are titanium dioxide, for instance, are harmful and damaging to cells as well. You got 30 seconds if there's a quick salt question I can answer.
Well, we know that we need salt, right, in our diet, more of it all the time. If you are traveling on the road, don't have your bag of pink Himalayan snotty sea salt with you.
Snotty, it's not snotty.
Yeah, well, I've been called a salt snob, but it's okay. I'll embrace it. Table salt at all an alternative, or, like, is it better to, like, skip the salt entirely then?
My opinion is that table salt is equivalent of crack. Like, sugar is crack, salt can be crack. And I would avoid it at all costs because it will dehydrate you, it will throw mineral imbalances at you, and create more problems than it helps. Now, granted, if you're exposed to a little salt in that way, as long as you're taking other minerals, you'll probably be okay. But a lot of the high blood pressure they blame on salt is because the salt is imbalanced because they've ripped out all of the essential elements, like 74 to 84 elements, and they leave it, as we talked about, sodium and chloride. So for me, I do avoid table salt. I won't use it. And I recognize, you know, even when they say kosher salt, right? Kosher is kind of cool if they also include elimination of dangerous toxins and pesticides. But kosher salt, if it's still sodium chloride and they add iodine, the wrong form of iodine, potassium iodide back in, is also not good for you. So the sea salts, the mineral crystal salts, and the Celtic salts, the so-called snobby salts, that's where we're going to go. Captain, I appreciate you being here. It's a nice bonus surprise to have you on today.
Well, thanks for tracking me down, guys. You know I miss you when I'm not there.
All right. And thanks for making not too much fun of me and Super Don today. We got to take a break. John Rappaport's going to help us see through the fake news after this.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this week has been a big week for fake news revelations, and leading the charge in writing about it, reporting on it, is John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John, my friend, man, oh man, all the stuff you set up years ago coming and manifesting, and it's out to the world.
Yeah, I'm responsible for all the fake news, folks.
It's all you, baby.
Yep. So I decided to blow the whistle.
I tell you what, at a point when you started, we talk about this a lot all the time, going back to when we first connected, and the great joy in pointing out fake news, because, you know, if you don't like to be a victim of a so-called matrix that is enveloping you to control you, it's fun to see through it, see the language of it, reveal it, talk to folks that are ready to hear about it. But I've never seen so many people become aware of fake news as within the last few months, much less the last year.
I would agree. The attacks on fake news are proliferating because people are recognizing that the mainstream news is getting more ridiculous by the day. So if they're ridiculous about this, then what else have they been ridiculous about all these years? And that's starting to really pile up to the point where, you know, CNN and I guess other networks are claiming that because Trump has been very critical of mainstream news, particularly CNN, mm-hmm. that he's actually now physically endangering journalists in war zones and here at home. How do they get to that connection?
Well, it could have happened to a nicer group of reporters.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But, you know, the point is, so what are we supposed to do? In other words, if you criticize us, the mainstream, mm-hmm. then you're endangering us. That's the new theme. Mm. So keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Just absorb the news that we deliver so that we, the mainstream, can be safe.
Sure.
I mean, that is the absurd argument they're now pushing.
And John, it's not that, could it be that there is some danger being posed to being a reporter in a war zone? I mean, with or without.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Do they think about that?
Apparently not.
And if we're going to add to the mix that because Trump is calling us fake news, it's making it more dangerous for us, but he's just pointing out the truth of the situation, because how many of those reporters, even in the war zones, are reporting honestly about why the war is taking place to begin with?
Zero,
exactly. So, they're putting their lives in theoretical or actual risk based on their own actions, behavior, or inaction.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even have to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because they're basically tearing their copy off the wire services, and they're getting the information from New York or Washington. So, as I've written many times, they could be in a bathroom at Grand Central Station instead of on a rooftop in, a building in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be where they are because, contrary to what some people think, these reporters in the field, as they're called, they're not running around the streets and finding secret sources to interview and discover what's actually going on. They're just giving you a photo op so that the television audience can see there's a guy in a brown shirt, kind of the old kind of shirt that Dan Rather used to wear. Mm-hmm. And, you're out there somewhere on a street corner, or you're up on a rooftop or whatever, explaining things that you could easily explain in New York and Washington.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And that's what CNN's been doing in Atlanta, now New York, for many years. In fact, Ty Bollinger always reminds me of the time we were in Atlanta for a cancer-type conference, and we decided to take a tour of CNN, the CNN studio tour. And the first thing I do when we get up the world's longest escalator, apparently, which used to be the world of Sid and Marty Krofft. That's funny enough. People don't know the transition from that indoor amusement park of fantasy and imagination and fake reality to CNN, how appropriate that was. And the first thing I do to talk to our tour guys, when we got to a certain place, is I said, is this where they faked the news coverage of the original Iraq Gulf War? And the guy was like, he was a millennial. He was like, what? I don't know about it. Whoa, that's interesting. So I was like, fortunately, they didn't kick us off the tour. But we let our presence be known long before this discussion went out to the broader world and the broader media, which is where we are today on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport here from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Great articles that he wrote this week. We'll talk more about that, help you see through the fake news so you can navigate the earth terrain a little bit more successfully. And we'll be back after this brief break with John Rappaport. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
How do we see through the fake news? Well, one of the guides, I'd say, you know, as I talk about the CNN tour, we had a guide. He didn't know anything about anything. I think a better guide would be a John Rappaport, who's been guiding folks around planet Earth to see through this for many years. But the thing about you, John, that's different from any other tour guide that I've ever met, is that you're teaching people how to become their own tour guide. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. It's not like I want to dominate the mind of, you know, my readers. the idea is to liberate the mind so that people can see it for themselves. And once it's contagious, once you see one fake story, then you're better equipped to see another one. And it spreads, and people wake up, and they realize that they've been in some kind of state of hypnosis.
Well, exactly. The trance that at a certain point you wake up, and like your latest article that says the CNN gong show, dunces, dimwits, and vipers, you actually see them for what they are. And it isn't such a parody after all.
Yeah, that's right. You see, I've recounted historical examples of crazy things that CNN so-called reporters and journalists have been doing historically. And, you know, in some cases, CNN had no other choice but to fire them. And these people are really not professionals. They're just kids that look like grown-ups that are all dressed up to look like journalists for the most part. And the network is actually melting down. I mean, they recently, in the last few days, they call it accepting the resignations. I would call it firing. But they put out a story claiming that a buddy of Trump named Anthony Scaramucci is being investigated by the Senate for his connection to some sort of Russian investment fund. And then they discovered that this is a fake story, or they knew all along, and they had to retract the story. And then three reporters involved in the story were dumped from CNN, including a Pulitzer Prize winner and another reporter who had been a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize. Now, that's extraordinary as far as the mainstream is concerned. They just don't do that. But they started to feel very nervous over there because people have been pointing out more and more that they're getting their stories wrong. They're issuing fake stories. They're continuing to try to, push this Trump-Russia narrative for all it's worth, no matter whether the stories are real or fake. It's just, it is an amusement park. It's the crazy funhouse at CNN with all of these loonies running around. And actually, I'm just working on a story now, mm-hmm. which I haven't posted yet. Jeff Zucker is the head of CNN. He's the boss. And in a prior story, in fact, the one you just cited, I wrote about some of his history in destroying NBC when he was the head honcho over there, taking it from number one in the ratings all the way to the bottom. But as it turns out, in 2004 at NBC, he was in charge of entertainment before he was promoted to the head of all things NBC. And he was the guy who put on The Apprentice with Donald Trump. Hmm. He was the guy that made Donald Trump a star. He was the guy that put on The Apprentice, which had through the roof ratings, gave birth to another version, Celebrity Apprentice, also with Trump, and made Trump into a huge star.
A lefty globalist is responsible perhaps for putting the guy he hates most now into the White House.
Indeed he do.
Wow. Now, a few days ago, you wrote another piece. We've got a number of things available over at robertscottbell.com, as well as, of course, nomorefakenews.com. The story about the elite TV news anchors being gone, because you've written extensively, and we've talked about this before, from the Walter Cronkites, the Edward R. Murrows, these things that they have this hypnotic ability to bring people in, seamlessly transition from disastrous stories to happy, silly stuff, and you just roll with it, and you're in a passive state of receptivity. But you're saying now that the new generation of news anchors don't have that same capacity, the B team, maybe the C team, and they've kind of lost their way.
The whole system is breaking down, which is a glorious thing to behold. The history of network news on television, goes back to the very early days, names that most people don't even remember, John Daly, Harry Reasoner, mm-hmm. Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, and then finally Walter Cronkite, who was like the granddaddy of all. And the whole point, and the networks were aware of this, is they wanted one guy with one voice, one narrative, one sort of father figure who was going to narrate to the public the stories of our time. And these guys were terrific actors. Edward R. Murrow was another one. And they did it. They knew how to do it. They knew how to keep the audience in that trance state. On and on and on and on and on. But then their day passed. And successive generations of elite television news anchors have been less able to do that until now. Mm-hmm. We are, as you say, looking at the C team. I mean, they just fired Scott Pelley at CBS. They don't have even a replacement permanent for him.
Well, he was their guy. What happened?
Yeah, well, his ratings crashed. And he was, what I would say, you know, I likened him to looking at a doctor who tells you that he's going to operate without anesthetic. I mean, the guy had a very sort of cold presence. He just couldn't pull it off, this the kind of trance induction that I'm talking about. And then you've got Lester Holt at NBC, who's kind of a cadaver. And he is very, very weak in terms of having that authoritative touch. He doesn't have it at all. And then you've got this kid, David Muir, at ABC, who also has, you know, zero credibility in terms of that sort of overarching ability to say, this is reality and here I'm presenting it to you. These guys are like the JV, the junior varsity team that they put in there because they have nobody else. They're not bringing people through the minor leagues like they used to. You could go all over the country to local TV news stations and you would not find anybody who has got the kind of actor's ability of a Walter Cronkite or even a Dan Rather in his heyday. It's not happening anymore.
So the farm team is not ready for prime time, basically.
If they're the even whole, in, if they're the even whole show, yeah. The whole show is falling apart. The whole structure.
Do you sense, John, that this is due to a panic because they're off their base? They seemingly had everything under control. All points were covered. And over the last few years, they've been losing that grip. I mean, and normally you'd say, well, wouldn't they have planned for this? Wouldn't they have modeled and war-roomed this stuff? But perhaps things have escaped them and gone too far afield, too far out of their control, and now they're desperately trying to hold on, but losing what made them successful in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, this may be a little bit difficult for people to grasp who don't understand how television news works and media and so on, but you know, just hang with this because this is what's going on. Actually, the news executives at these networks, they themselves are programmed to believe in this kind of diversity of all, tolerance of all points of view, the democratization of society. And so what are they doing? First of all, they're giving the anchors less time on camera, and they're spreading out the news among more reporters, which is completely contrary to the idea of hypnotizing the public. And the second thing that they're doing is they sort of feel like they want to give different people a chance. You know, let's give this kid a chance to come up to bat and put him in there and see what he can do when they know that the kid can't perform. But it's this sort of, they're infected with their own ideology is what's going on. The ideology that everybody deserves a trophy for participation, and we have to have the, quote, democratization of the news broadcasts, and we're trying to spread out the information, you know, among our news employees to give everybody a face on camera and all of this kind of nonsense. They've lost the thread. They don't understand anymore the history of their own medium or how they were able to hypnotize the mass audience. And at the same time, of course, you've got the internet and the rise of independent media, which is now on the upswing and is taking over the news.
So we see manifesting that old concept, which is not so old, that in order for a change in consciousness to occur, the old guard has to die, literally die off, and then the new folks maybe forget it. And apparently there is that lineage lost at this point in the news media as they are desperately scrambling to maintain or regain a stranglehold on consciousness.
That's what the game, that's what their game is all about, is maintaining that stranglehold on consciousness, and they don't know how to do it anymore in the way that they used to do it. Now, I'm working on a piece right now where I say, if they wanted to cover certain stories, very controversial but true stories that are scandals that go to the heart of the political, the medical establishment, I mean ripping stories, and they wanted to investigate them and pound on them every day, this is what the public would really want to learn about, and they could reinstate themselves, not in a hypnotic way, but in a truthful way that would send their ratings to through the roof.
Sure, and bring some level of legitimacy in the eyes of the public that doesn't trust them because they're actually covering it. This goes to the heart of my comment this week, and Super Don's been hard on me because of it. I played and pretended an absolute that 100% of the news stories on health and healing in the mainstream media are fake. 100%, not 99.9, and I explained why, a number of reasons you listed in, you know, how the fake news happens, 10 different ways, for instance, and you brought about the story of the swine flu of 2009 and the claims that it was a level 6 pandemic. And so in that context, we can provide some evidence, even if you say, hey, in that story, there's elements or kernels of truth, or that one story was pretty good. The fact that they don't follow up on it and connect the dots makes it part of a larger fake news presentation. When we come back, we're going to go into the logic deficiency disease that persists in the realm of the mainstream media and those who still follow it, and perhaps how to remedy it for your kids and their kids. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
So John Rappaport, not a bad guy. No, he's an awesome guy. And he's like giving it to the mainstream. Here's what you can do. And they're still not listening to you, John. I mean, you're so nice to them.
Right. Well, I know they're not going to follow my advice. That's for sure. They're not going to really dig up the big stories that would appeal to hundreds of millions of people all over the world. So that's just, they're sealing their fate, mm-hmm. is what they're doing.
Well, and they're feeding in because of their lack of logical connections. People are starting to wake up because there's short circuits going on. As you said, the anchors are not the same hypnotic experts that they were. And so people are going, well, shaken out of it as they're seeing things differently. Now, that doesn't mean there's an en masse wake up, but certainly we can see evidence of the erosion just in ratings and economic impact, income coming into these mainstream news outlets. But the logic deficiency disease, that's the big one. And I talk about that having two of my own children and wanting to embrace and make sure that they never lose that ability to use logic. Is this part of the government indoctrination center / school system that's really corrected or corrupted generations to the point where they would be so vulnerable to this?
Oh, yeah. It's a planned destruction of the mind, of consciousness by the school system. And I guess the best way for me to summarize it is there is a thing called a line of reasoning. Somebody is making a formal argument to reach a conclusion about something important. And so to get to that conclusion, you have to go from A to B to C to D to E to F and so on to get to the end of it. This is true, and then you see that's the implication there, and then this follows from that and so on. Well, kids, and we can even go into college here, do not learn that. They don't know it exists. They would have to find that out on their own for the most part. So if that's a deficiency, then what are you left with? Mm-hmm. You're left with just scrambled eggs of all kinds of information where students just kind of pick out what they like or mm-hmm. what they think sounds right, or they can't follow a line of thought.
Yeah.
So when you can't, you're absolutely lost. But when you can, you now begin to see holes in all kinds of presentations of information, especially by mainstream media.
Well, John, it makes your teenager even more annoying when they can see this stuff. But in a good way, honestly, I look at this, and again, I say as a dad right now, and I'm looking forward, and I think, you know, if we can serve our listening audience with a really powerful message, those are our parents or grandparents. You know, I'm looking at my son. He's 17, going on 18, finishing up the high school years, seeing through the garbage because he's got me as a dad and the family he's in. But I don't necessarily, unlike the generations previous, necessarily want him to even go to college. I think that, you know, it's a waste of money. You go into debt, and there's no logic being taught there either.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, maybe if you're going to try to get a technical education,
right,
some sort of, you know, science, whatever, and you pick the right place, it might be okay. But for everybody else, it seems completely ridiculous to me, especially in the landscape we have now, where it's all about teaching values, indoctrinating people, and political correctness taken to a dangerous extreme.
The safe spaces are actually quite dangerous.
Quite dangerous.
Yeah.
If I had a kid, the last thing I'd want to do is send him to college.
Yeah.
You know, educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to educate yourself. There are ways. Study logic. Do investigations of issues that mean something to you, and you learn a heck of a lot more than you ever would sitting in classes for 4 years at college.
Yeah, and of course, this is a powerful, positive message for the next generations. Like I said, if not for you, then the kids or their kids. And the idea here is that you can teach them this. They don't need school. In fact, there's a movement of unschooling. There's fascinating discussions about how to break this cycle so that they don't fall into the same trap because, you know, the founding fathers in what became these United States kind of warned us about these issues. They were deeply, you know, immersed in history and philosophy, et cetera, and it's something we've lost our way, even in the span time since I went to school and you went to school, it's radically changed.
Completely. Read the Declaration of Independence sometime, folks,
mm-hmm.
And just see how it's a logical structure. That's what Jefferson did. Jefferson studied logic on purpose.
And with that, I apologize, my friend, John. We're out of time, but, man, it's a perfect place to end today because we're heading into the Independence Day weekend, and everybody read that Declaration of Independence, learn from it, and we'll get John back on as soon as possible. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
CBD on tap next hour. Stick with us. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.